In an upstairs room in the building housing the U.S. Attorney's Office, a group of white people sat in a semicircle, surrounded by framed photographs of their dead loved ones. Sessions sat before them, listening to their pleas for more help from the federal government. "Just say no, it won't work with this drug," said a stocky man named Dennis, whose 24-year-old daughter died of a fentanyl overdose. After hearing the stories, Sessions had a question. "How many of your children had treatment before they died?" Seeing nearly all the hands raised, he nodded grimly. "Well, we need treatment," he said, "but it is true that for a lot of people it doesn't work." What does work, according to Sessions, is arresting people and locking them up. He has stuck to this stance, forged by his work as a prosecutor in the 1970s and 80s, even as the mainstream consensus has shifted. In recent years, most experts have come to view the war on drugs as a counterproductive failure, and a bipartisan movement for criminal justice reforms seeks to soften the harsh and unequal penalties it imposed. The reformers have made considerable headway at the state level. Texas has closed 8 prisons and saved millions of dollars without seeing crime rise. In the 80s and 90s, we put a lot of people in prison, but there's no evidence that made us any safer, says Koch Industries' Mark Holden, who has led the conservative Koch brothers' push on the issue. Koch Industries, though a subsidiary, is an investor in Meredith Corporation, Time's parent company. Under Obama, the Justice Department investigated local police departments exposing systematic mistreatment of minorities and secured agreements known as consent decrees to reform their practices. Attorney General Eric Holder launched a Smart on Crime initiative urging federal prosecutors to use discretion in seeking harsh sentences. Reform efforts have helped reduce the federal prison population from 220,000 to 180,000 in the past 5 years. To Obama's progressive supporters, these changes were among his greatest strokes of racial progress. But in the view of Sessions and his supporters, including many in law enforcement, the reformers have it backward. Under Obama, Sessions believes the DOJ sent all the wrong signals, demoralizing police officers and soft-pedaling the dangers of drugs. In speeches, he cites the shrinking prison population not as a breakthrough, but as a worrisome trend. "We've got some space to put some people," he told the chiefs in Nashville. Sessions believes today's low crime rates are a direct result of proactive policing and harsh sentences, and that dialing them back is causing crime to rise. According to the FBI, the violent crime rate rose 7% between 2014 and 2016, and the murder rate rose 20%, following years of decline.